takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere?
How'd you guess?
I saw your luggage. And when I noticed the airline ticket, I put two and two together.
Yeah, big old jet airliner. Don't carry me too far away.
It's Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis. All right, time to talk about another aviation show. I mean, it took us an entire month to recover somewhat from Sun and Fun in Lakeland, but we got one coming up in June about flight sims. Is that right, Dennis? What is it?
Yeah, the Flight Sim Expo is being held June 12th through the 14th in St. Paul, Minnesota, kind of back in my old stomping grounds. So needless to say, I am going to be going because it gives me an excuse to go back to Minnesota. Also helps that I have a family wedding to go to that same week. So it works out absolutely perfect. But I'd have been going, nonetheless.
Yes. All right. Well, fair enough. Whatever excuse you need to play with video games when it comes to
aviation. It's not video games. I mean,
it's way more high tech. Yes.
You've seen what I have behind me. I have an actual FAA certified simulator in the studio behind me, and it actually gets used for actual real training. And honestly, the way Flight Sim has grown up from when I first started playing on Sublogic Flight Simulator on an Apple II computer back in high school. Yes, I have dated myself substantially, but
you're ancient.
Yes, I'm an old fart, but I've been doing this a long time, and seeing how the simulators have progressed from, you know, the archaic graphics that you could just barely make out to nowadays, X-Plane is a certified flight sim. If you want to use it for training purposes, it can actually be used. It's that accurate. People are using them now to reproduce cockpits. So you want to get a 737 type rating, you can actually build or buy all of the instruments to build a complete flight deck and train using X-Plane to actually run the software.
Yeah, but there's so many different offerings out there, it's hard to navigate. That's why you need the Air Sim Expo, which brings us to Evan. Evan, welcome to Just Plane Radio. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, great. Thank you so much for having us. Appreciate the support and looking forward to seeing you in St. Paul in a couple of weeks.
There you go. So that's happening in June, and this is the 7th annual event. I mean, how many exhibitors, how many people come out to this kind of thing? What do you think, Evan? You got a guess?
We're looking at about 70 total exhibitors, and that is everything from Microsoft Flight Simulator and X-Plane, the platform developers, through to folks like hardware developers such as Moza, software developers such as people that make airplanes and scenery for flight simulators. But then in addition to the workshops, you have tours of the show floor that we put on for folks who are new to flight simulation, help them kind of find their wings and lay of the land in this new hobby. Workshops for people who want to create content for the simulator, including X-Plane workshops, being able to actually build an airport or build your own aircraft right in the simulator, for example, and then lots of other engaging and unique things, such as this National Stole competition that we have sponsored by Moza, where you'll be able to actually compete in a short takeoff and landing competition, but instead of being in a bush plane in real life, you're doing it in Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Wow, even I could do that and
I
crash the plane
that,
accordingly.
Exactly. But fortunately, those crashes you can always walk away from.
Yes. And that's why they're tailored for me, for sure. Now, we also have Zach with us. Zach, you're going to be one of the exhibitors at the expo yourself. Is that right?
Yeah. So I'll be there with Moza Flight, which is a division of Moza Racing. As Dennis mentioned, started in sim racing and now branching out into flight sim with force feedback hardware. We're going to be working with one of our partners, National Stole, there, doing a co-branded experience booth where attendees will be able to experience Stole competition using force feedback hardware and potentially even get some coaching from a real Stole pilot in the competitive series that's going to be on site with his airplane at the booth as well. So it's going to be an interactive experience that we're going to be exhibiting alongside National Stole showcase and to give that experience to users there. And as Evan mentioned, there's going to be some Stole workshops. You'll actually be able to learn Stole techniques from the National Stole team as well.
So now, do I have to go and work on my upper body strength to be able to overcome that force feedback to get to, you know, truly simulate the feedback and feel of the actual stoll plane? Because I've seen those guys have to haul back on that stick.
When you hit the ground, I mean, you have someone standing next to the guy, like shake him, like, you know, yeah, silly.
You're joking,
you know?
But there's actually one of our activations on the show floor is this combat sim arena, where there's a whole world of combat flight simulation and the dogfights and things like that. And they are actually building in smoke machines. They have a blimp. They have like these things that actually do shake the seat. So if you get shot down, like your seat is going to shake and there's going to be a bunch of smoke that comes up.
It's going to hurt, in other words.
I mean, maybe not physically, but it gives you that little feeling that, you know, there really is something for everyone at this show. It's so much fun. It's obviously all designed around either fun or education, or of course how you can use this for pilot training. But, you know, nothing in there is like scary or difficult. It's just like giving you a real good lay of the land of what flight sim is and what it can do in all of its facets.
Negative feedback, like a cattle prod, you know, maybe they get that's the
None
kind of
that.
Yeah, we're gonna get that probably collar for you. Dance, Greg, dance.
Right, exactly. That kind of thing. What do you think about this, Dennis? You're going to the event, and what are you looking for to upgrade your sim system?
Oh, I'm always looking for stuff. Like I said, I have my FAA certified sim, but I've been using I've had every single version of Microsoft Flight Simulator since they were released, and I used Sublogic before that, which was the predecessor to Microsoft. So I want to see what's new, because I would also like to build myself a much better X-plane setup so that I can do things like with the 737. I have one of the flight management computers that basically emulates a 737, and it works perfectly in X-plane. So if you want to go professional pilot and learn how to program a flight management system in a 737, the cheapest way to do it right now for a trainer is to buy one of these standalone devices and run X-plane, because it's literally running the Boeing code under the hood.
Oh, Evan,
accurate
with the technology. Are you seeing the trend of things are getting cheaper and more powerful, more detailed, more haptic feedback type of stuff? That is that what is just growing exponentially year after year, or what?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, it's funny you mentioned, you know, FMS programming, because we actually do have a workshop taught by a real-world 737 captain that walks you through doing the pre-flight in the simulator. So that's something you can do if you're at the show. But for sure, it used to be that force feedback was this thing that you maybe had to spend $4,000 or $5,000 on, and like one person would have it. And now, thanks to people like Moza, that is becoming almost the standard, I would say, Zach, of like, this is what you need if you're going to put out a new piece of flight sim hardware, be it a yoke or a joystick. I think people are asking for force feedback more and more, and I think it's probably going to be, if not the standard, something that a lot of people who are moving from their maybe introductory level piece of hardware to that next step are taking. Zach, what do you think? Are you seeing that same trend?
I would agree, to be completely honest. Once, as Dennis mentioned, the Sidewinder, I have one sitting over on my shelf as well. Force feedback hasn't really been an accessible piece of kit for the home user, so been very cost prohibitive. So I think over the last couple of years, especially after, you know, Moza hit the market with our flight sim gear at prices that were, you know, in line with a lot of hardware that had been, you know, analog or non-force feedback over the years, it's really drawn up a competitive edge in that hardware space. And it's really forced force feedback to become almost like an industry standard, A, and B, you know, it's forced simulators in the industry to start adapting to accept or integrate force feedback as a native function. So I definitely think it's becoming industry standard. I think it's an incredible tool for immersion, not only, but also, you know, potentially a tool even in the non-certified world of introducing complex concepts to pilots, or, you know, just as a tool to increase immersion in those years or times of the year where flying is not accessible.
It's about also just making it easier. Like, that's the other big trend that I'm seeing. It used to be that this was a very difficult hobby to get into, and it worked. We were spending more time tinkering and trying to make the thing work than actually doing the flying. And there's definitely elements of that that are still out there. But I think stuff like what Moza has now and the ability to just plug and play, and there's a force feedback yoke there, we haven't seen that. And that is making it easier to get started.
The Flight Sim Expo, the dates again are Evan?
June 12th to 14th, 2026 in St. Paul, Minnesota, and the details on our website, flightsimexpo.com.
All right. Sounds great. We'll be there, or at least Dennis will. And we got more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.